Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for March 16th through the 22nd. Some history of UW-Madison reveals the story of Magnus Swenson. He and two brothers boarded a small ship to come to America. Storms kept them longer at sea. Finally, they found land at Quebec. From there, they moved to Janesville, where their aunt and uncle lived. Magnus only weighed 48 pounds. Magnus wanted to attend the university. In 1880, he noticed that people used water that came close to their outhouses. Consequently, typhoid fever, cholera, and other diseases ravaged the city's children. The Common Council encouraged him to set up a lab in the basement of the Capitol. Madison then created an artesian public water supply and a sewage system. He helped found the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. They learned how to improve processes for extracting sugar from sorghum. Also, Magnus crafted machinery to improve the volume of cane and beet sugar. During the First World War, he encouraged people to start gardens. That also happened in the Second World War. Now, with the cost of food rising, we should raise food if we can access a place to do so. Magnus became involved in the American Relief Administration. In Copenhagen, he built a railroad to move the supplies along. He cut through red tape to get the food to those who needed it. In Finland, he discovered that the people survived by eating bread from the inner bark of trees and ground birch wood. A peace quotation, peace story, or peace poem would feed a future calendar. Send it to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Cultivate peace at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.